As we bring our month-long Compassion Camp to a close this last week in July, I hope we will all remember the lessons we've learned. Compassion helps us to see and welcome others, to take brave risks, and to love ourselves. Our scripture today calls us to be compassionate along the journey. If the last few months of living through a pandemic have taught us anything, I hope they've taught us that while life doesn't always go as we plan, there are always opportunities along the way for us to share God's love and compassion. When we follow God's Spirit, which is always on the move, and are open to the people we encounter along the way, they can experience God's Spirit through us, through our care. Ruth, Orpah, and Naomi bear witness to the many ways compassion involves deep trust, an open mind, and a soft heart. Being present with each other asks us to let go of our expectations, to be flexible, and to trust the Spirit as we seek to lead compassionate lives. In our scripture today, Elimelech worried about how his family would survive in Judah because of a famine. So, knowing that God would be with them along the way, he, his wife Naomi, and their sons moved to Moab. They settled there and made a life among the people. Soon, their sons married two women named Orpah and Ruth. Sadly, Elimelech and his two sons passed away. Naomi felt devastated, isolated, lonely. She missed her family, and she wanted to go back home. So she began the long journey back to Judah. As was the custom for daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth followed her. But Naomi insisted that they stay home in Moab. Orpah and Ruth were determined to follow her, but Naomi was insistent. And so after they spoke together and cried together, Orpah decided to go back. But Ruth clung to Naomi even more. She spoke these words that may be familiar to you. Don't make me leave you. Where you go, I will go. Where you make your home, I will make my home. Your people will be my people. Your God, my God. And where you die and are buried, I will be buried there too. I will be your family. When Naomi saw that she couldn't change Ruth's mind, her heart softened. She accepted Ruth, and they traveled back to Judah together. Ruth lovingly took care of Naomi, and she became like a daughter to her. And the rest of that story is how we eventually get to Jesus, because Ruth gives birth, and that is part of David's lineage, which is part of Jesus' lineage. Compassion is built into God's plan for us. Sometimes, though, it's hard to know what direction to take. But if we're present to the experiences of those around us, we can trust God's Spirit to show us the compassionate way. When Naomi lost her husband and sons, and Ruth and Orpah lost their husbands, they each faced a difficult decision of staying or going, and they had to choose the best direction for themselves. But they showed compassion to each other, and they each received compassion. Naomi showed compassion to Ruth and Orpah in giving them the option to return to their families. Ruth showed compassion by choosing to stay with Naomi when she lost her husband and two sons. Orpah showed compassion by returning to her family to help them. Compassion goes both ways. Each can make their hard decision because of the compassion they received. There are many ways to follow the Spirit's leading to love and care. Our fourth Sunday of Compassion Camp comes at the end of a week of service where we put our compassion into action in our community. Members of our church family showed compassion for creation on Monday by cleaning up the river and trails at Explore Park. On Tuesday, our Compassion for the Hungry led us to pack food boxes, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of food boxes, at the Rescue Mission's Manna Ministries and at Feeding America Food Bank. On Wednesday, we focused our attention on our church building and grounds, making it a more welcoming place for the time when we can gather again fully. On Thursday, we turned our compassion to our city, refurbishing the playground at Keystone Community Center and working in their urban garden, which helps to prevent food deserts in our inner city. As always happens during Mission Week, we had some unexpected events that made us change plans: thunderstorms, extreme heat, places that had different things for us to do than we thought we were going to be doing. But one of the most important rules of mission work is to be flexible along the way. This allows us to show compassion to other members of our team, as well as to those whom we are serving. We want to share with you some images from the week. They're accompanied by music from our compassion camp. And then we'll be hearing from members of our mission team who are present here. Listen for places where compassion was shown. But more importantly, I encourage you to listen for the ways the Spirit might be leading you to show compassion along your way in the coming week. Let's watch together.
Close as your breath, your beat. How did you see God at work this week?
How I saw God at work this week was while I was walking during nature, I saw nature, so that's kind of how I saw God at work.
What was your favorite project of the week?
The rescue mission one.
And what did you do with the rescue mission?
I helped box a bunch of food.
Hello, I'm Jordan. My favorite activity this week was Tuesday. It's the conveyor line. For some reason, it was amazing.
Where would you work? What did you do with the conveyor line?
Well, we loaded meals and food into boxes. And put them on a pallet, and then they got sent. Like once a month, people get them and bring them to their houses.
So where were you working?
Well, I was putting them on pallets.
But do you know the organization?
Man of Ministries. Yes. How I saw God. I saw God a lot today. You know, there's a lot of His creation out here. Some of it made sense. Some of it blows my mind.
And where are you working today?
We are at Keystone Community Center, Backyard Gardens. And the weeds blows my mind. They're still good. And so why I chose to do this. Well, Corona got me cooped up in the house. This was a nice way to let all my energies out. There we go.
I chose to participate this week because I've been on mission trips for many years. And I always enjoy them. I worked here locally this week, and I wasn't able to do as much as I hoped. I worked part of the days at my job, and then came out and helped in the afternoon some. My favorite job this week was working at Feeding America. I had never done the packing of the boxes and learned more about who those boxes go to benefit, and actually how the system worked. So it was interesting to get in that warehouse and participate with that. And talked to the director there, the CEO, I don't recall his name right now, but he was very informative and let us know exactly how and why we were doing what we were doing. And as I went over to the church the very next day, I happened to be following a Feeding America truck. And I realized at that point that I knew much more about what that truck was doing and what it was carrying and where it was going and why. So that was a moment of enlightenment for my week.
Well, I went on a mission trip this week because I've been on a mission trip ever since I can remember. And I enjoy being with all the people that are on a mission trip. Tim, Jim, Nate, Jordan, and many others, Melissa. And so we did a lot of outside work because of the COVID, and you can see that I'm in a bag. We filled a lot of these bags with garden debris and all around Explore Park, all around Colonial Avenue yesterday, and today here at Keystone Ministries. My most impressive time doing this mission trip was the fact that we worked together so well. We didn't have any squabbles. We had few that were obstinate because of various and sundry reasons, mainly age. And that's not an old age, that's a young age. But we all got along very well. My God moment was when I saw this flower. It's a work of God's hands, just like we have our hands working. Thank you for this opportunity.
I enjoy Mission Trip Week because it's a week that brings me closer to God. I saw God in nature as we cleaned up trash on the river. I saw God and the people working together from all over Roanoke, Feeding America, to feed God's hungry people. I saw God at Keystone Community Center, where Pat Carter, his servant, is so dedicated to the children and neighborhood of Southeast. I experienced God at our church as we work together to beautify his house. So it's a long, hard week, a lot of sweating, a lot of tiredness, but it's always worth it in the end to get that satisfaction of serving God. Another thing I like about Mission Trip Week is the people that I work with. For the first time, I worked with Hannah, Jordan, and Nate, some of our youth. I enjoyed that and seeing their hard work and dedication. I always enjoy working with the regulars, such as Donna, Jim, AG, Jeannie, and Melissa. And for the first time, I brought some friends from other countries. I brought some Filipino friends and one friend from China. And they really enjoyed the teamwork that we had and the hard work that they experienced for God.
I would invite members of our mission team, whether you participated in one day or all the days, if you have something you would like to share, I would invite you to come and share your testimony of this week. What we'll do is there are two microphones on stage. If you will come to the one that's closest to your side and just wait till there's no one at your microphone before you come back there so that we can keep everybody safe.
So can you hear me? Well, just want to say thanks. I really appreciate the opportunity to participate this past week in Missions Week. I think it's good to humble yourselves and to serve others, and that's really the reason why I like it. I also like the idea that it's local missions. That just suits me for whatever reason. I like the idea of helping people in your own backyard and taking care of here. So that was one of the reasons why I like to participate in Local Missions Week in particular. Some of the things I learned this week is, the first thing I want to just go ahead and get out of the way is, I found this by the cornerstone of the church. So Joe, I think we found why your screw is loose. Is that one of your this to you? Because obviously you've been missing that. I always say that because I love him. Anyways, Melissa had to say two nice things after I teased him. She knew this was coming. So he's a true Virginia gentleman. And one of the hardest working people I know. So, Joe, I love you. Anyway, my God moment. I was going to talk about Jordan and Nate and what a joy it was to work with young people this week. And Melissa threw me a curveball. At lunchtime one day, while we're at Keystone, I died right before I decided to eat lunch. So, I went and laid down on one of the picnic benches and managed to lift myself up long enough to eat my sandwich. But I got to listen to Melissa Scott take time out of her day. She was hot, sweaty, tired. We'd been busy all week. And she took time out of her day to be a mentor to Bryce Williams, who is now a youth pastor at a church that does not have a senior pastor. If I heard your conversation, so I was trying not to eavesdrop on her conversation, but it was hard because she's loud like I am. Anyway, so my God moment was watching Melissa take time out of her day and mentor a young pastor who's following up in her footsteps. So that was my God moment. And I really did enjoy working with the youth. Hannah and Nate and Jordan were fantastic. And that's it. Thanks.
Taking several days off around my work schedule. So on Monday, I went with them to the Explore Park. I love that. That's where my mom's family was from. And we were able to pick up, I think Jeannie and I did like 13 campsites that we cleaned, while the others were right down in the river with the bugs and the snakes. We got to avoid all that. We could see the snakes or bears. And on Tuesday, I went to Man Ministries, and that gives us an opportunity to help, we're filling boxes and helping feed our families that are local. And I think that's important to let the community know that Point of Wyoming Baptist Church is about missions and about the community. and Wednesday I had to work. So Thursday, I went, had to work in the morning, so that afternoon I went in and talked to Pat. And Pat was in the kitchen. Bonsack Baptist Church has been cooking meals every day during the week and delivering them to Pat at Keystone. And her and another helper and her daughter are fixing the meals or packaging them and taking food to the community. And Pat said that they have done over 1,000 meals this summer delivering them. And she's putting about 40 miles a day on her car. So I just really enjoy being a part of the missions when I can be. And just want people to know how important it is. And maybe next year they'll come out and be a part of it as well. I love nature, so I love being out at the park. Thank you. Anybody else like to share your experiences? I know some of you were here on Wednesday working hard around the church as well. Thank you to those who participated. May we be, all of us, encouraged by the women of Scripture and the testimony of our mission team to give and receive compassion along the way this week. Look for how the Spirit is guiding you and find ways to follow that guidance with compassionate hearts.